Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I am sitting here with Chris Payne.
Hey, what's up?
And Adele Platten.
Hi.
Adele is new to Billboard as well as new to the podcast, so welcome.
It feels like a rite of passage right now.
And I realized as I said your last name, I was like, I hope that's how it's pronounced.
Platon, like platonic.
All right, well, all right, start over. Platon, got it. All right, like platonic. That's
as easier. Long as you remember that there's an extra L in my name, because I'm becoming like the second Adele at Billboard right
so,
now.
So yeah, we should probably get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Are you named after Adele?
No, I am not. She's actually older than me by a year, so she came first. Okay. My mom had no idea who she was when I was born. Okay. She literally picked my name out of a baby book.
Oh,
what about Rachel? Wisdom. Rachel Platten.
No relation. No relation.
Well, we're going to have to fact check that. I'm not sure I buy it.
I was going to say, though, Adele, when you were mic checking, are you like a singer? Because it sounds like you got some.
I love to break
there.
Out into song on occasion, but I'm not going to be putting out an album anytime soon.
We really are going to get the podcast in a second, but did it like ruin your life when Adele became famous? Was everyone.
No,
just...
it made life much more beautiful. I feel like it's an honor to share a name with Adele, even if I don't have any Grammys.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yet.
See, I was getting all tongue-tied there.
All right, well, let's talk about a song. So this week, what are we talking about? I'm going to start with one of mine, and this is a Coldplay song called Adventure of a Lifetime. It's been a while since we've talked about Coldplay. I feel like since their last album, which was over a year ago. And, I mean, to be honest, I'm not a huge Coldplay fan. I thought Yellow was really lame. I remember when that first dropped.
Well, you're taking it way back.
Way back. I remember that video.
I remember
that video.
I liked A Rush of Blood to the Head a lot. I thought that was a really solid album. But then, like, pretty much everything after that, to be honest, I was like, just too soft rock for me. Like, and I think it's good. Like, I understand why people like them. It's just not my thing. It's just like a sound that doesn't do much for me. That being said, I'm actually pretty impressed with this new Coldplay song, Adventure of a Lifetime, because it's different. I mean, it is soft still. Like, this is not a hard rocker, but it's a newish direction for Coldplay. Like, it's kind of funky and spacey. It's, you know, it's like, this is something that, I mean, and this coming from someone who doesn't listen to a ton of Coldplay, but it does sound like they're branching out a bit. That being said, it sounds like they're branching out into a pretty mainstream top 40 sound. Like, this isn't like an obscure or like really that groundbreaking thing they're doing. Like, you can imagine like this being, you know, like them just sitting in the studio being like, so what rock song can we make that's like going to make it to the radio, and be like, this sounds like one. But it's good. Like, it's really fun and catchy, and I think pretty memorable. What did you guys think about it?
You know, without consulting Google, I listened to the production and I was like, this could be something that Pharrell probably did. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that it was by a production duo from Norway called Stargate, and they've done, you know, me being a hip-hop R&B head, they've done everything for, you know, Rihanna, Beyonce, Neo, and to have them, you know, collaborate with Coldplay on this, it was quite a surprise, but I actually really dig the song.
What do you think, CP?
Yeah, when I heard it, I thought it sounded like kind of a light rock version of I Can't Feel My Face. Hmm. The bass line is very reminiscent of that. And yeah, it's like with their singles and their like their last two albums, Coldplay were in this dancey territory. They've experimented with like kind of beats dropping and stuff like that before. You know, they're staying, you know, they're trying to stay of the moment, and they're doing that with this again. But I like this more than their past singles. I think it's got some charisma. They can be kind of a boring, lacking charisma kind of band, but you know what? For their, it's their farewell album. I think this is a good lead single for them.
Is it confirmed that it's their farewell album, or is that the, like, oh yeah. Wow.
So basically, so they're trying to get people to report to the dance floor, basically, for their last hurrah.
Yeah. Go out dancing. Yeah. One thing I will say, I do have to, like, smirk a little bit at Coldplay. So I was listening to, I think it was a Beats 1 interview with Chris Martin, and he was explaining that he told their lead guitarist, whose name, of course, I don't remember, to, like, come up with a riff reminiscent of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. And this is what he came up with, which is just, it just is funny because
this is...
It's
not that different, though.
But this is, like, Guns N' Roses is, like, you know, an ass-kicking Sunset Strip band. And this is, like, totally the Coldplay version of that song. Like, the lightest, like, ready for a Walgreens, like, background noise.
Yeah,
sort of
wow, yeah.
That's pretty spot on.
Some Dwayne Reed, some CVS.
Mm-hmm. Any one of those. Right, they're all owned by the same person now. I think Rite Aid, you know, it's like, whoever owns them, like, just bought, I think, Rite Aid, and now they're all under the same umbrella, so.
When you're walking down the tissue aisle, we got some One Republic, some of that mm-hmm. coming in, some Maroon 5 Sugar, and I dropped this Coldplay song in between those.
Maroon 5 Sugar is best for, the candy aisle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, boom. All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of it. It's Coldplay, new song, Adventure of a Lifetime, from, what is the album called?
A Head Full of Dreams.
A Head Full of Dreams. That is a
very Coldplay title.
Very Coldplay title. All right, let's listen to that. Turn your magic on. With me, she'd say everything you want to dream away. We are legends. All right, that's the new Coldplay. Let's switch gears to Ellie Goulding. So this is a Chris pick. Song is called Around You. And actually, well, here, Chris, you say what you're into about this song.
Yeah, so I gave the Ellie Goulding album a listen over the weekend. It just dropped this past Friday. And I really have enjoyed her stuff in the past. I was kind of afraid, though, that she was maybe going to go more and more just into kind of generic EDM pop territory. I was afraid as she was getting popular, she'd kind of lose a little bit of what made her interesting on her first two albums. But I was very pleasantly surprised by the album all the way through. It's a really long album. There's maybe like 15, 16 tracks on it. This one, Around You, is not a single right now. And it's, as far as I know, it's not planned as a single. It's just a new album cut that we heard for the first time this past week when the album dropped. And this was my favorite one on the album when I listened to it the first time. It really impressed me because it's catchy all the way through. It's got the hooks. And there's like a key change or a time change towards the end of the song that really caught me. And I was like, all right, Ellie Goulding, you're keeping it interesting here.
What I love about Ellie is that, you know, even though she has her lane in dance and in pop, I still feel like the soul and like kind of like the R&B influences. And then when I listened to Around You, it was like peak school girl crush music, you know? I was like, I remember feeling like those same butterflies as well. So I really dug it.
And you, Adele, are going to interview her in like an hour, basically.
I know. So I can definitely ask her about that for you, Chris, or any questions that you may have.
Yeah, actually, I interviewed Ellie Goulding like before I was on staff at Billboard, like when I was freelancing. It was like my first pop star, like, big interview, and she was awesome. So, like, that's a lot of the reason why I still like Ellie Goulding, because, like, I had that moment. But she's very friendly. She's good.
I'm
well,
excited
I interviewed
to
her.
Her
once, too, so...
Oh!
Nice. Welcome to the club. No, yeah, but, of course, by the time this podcast goes up, the interview will probably be up online, so keep an eye out for that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of... I'll echo what you were saying, C-Pain. I haven't listened to the full album, and kind of because I'm a little nervous, I guess, I didn't like the 50 Shades song. I thought that was, like, kind of generic, and I was worried that with her, like, switch to pop and, like, the Taylor Swift squad, she was kind of going for the more, like, radio top 10 than like being interesting, which I like did like her first two albums.
She's more like that. She was, at least when she started, on that alternative pop kick. She was right. A part of that movement.
But I like the song a lot. It's nice. It is like a pop update to her sound, but it's interesting. And like you said, there's that kind of like thing that throws you for a loop at the end. So I am going to give the album a chance. I'm intrigued to listen to Delirium, but yeah, also it's like an hour, and that's another thing where it's like, oof, you know, that's an hour is like a big commitment for an album.
Yeah,
I'm a strict believer, yeah.
Especially
like
in
40,
this day
45,
and age. Right.
You know, something about that extra 15, 20 minutes, you're just like, God.
No,
do you
totally.
Really need to do that.
Trust me, like I approach this album, like what I was saying was like, yeah, like Berm was a catchy song and it did well, but I could see her going more to that, like, that kind of generic side. Like, it dropped the same day that the Grimes album dropped, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the day after listening to Grimes, like, all right, I'm gonna give this Ellie Goulding album a try. And I was like, oh man, if this is like, kind of like by the numbers generic, I'm gonna be unhappy after hearing that Grimes. But no, it's worth it.
All right, it's worth it.
Excited
it's
to hear
that C-Pain on a plane endorsement.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to some of its Ellie Goulding. Song is called Around You. All right, that's the new Ellie from her album Delirium. Next, let's go with Adele's first podcast pick. It's the new Erykah Badu song called Phone Down.
Because I love Drake's Hotline Bling so much and still can't get that out of my head, I love that Erykah Badu came swooping in with a song where she's telling everybody, please put your phone down, or I can make you put your phone down. You know, I just think it's great. It's Badu, like, you know, just really feeling comfortable, like she's a social media queen right now, and she knows what gets the internet going, and I just can't wait to hear her upcoming mixtape. I think it's like You Can't Use My Phone,
something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited to, and it's supposedly all about phone songs, so I'm even more intrigued to see what she cooks up.
A phone filled album or mixtape, I guess. Yeah, no, I love this song. And, like, I think it's kind of strange for, like, Erykah Badu in 2015 that, like, this is so immediately catchy. Like, I'm used to thinking of her as more, at least lately, kind of like a more challenging listen. But this is, like Drake. Like, it's the second you hear it, you're like, wow, this is really catchy. And I feel like it will convert new listeners in a way that a lot of Erykah Badu material maybe necessarily, like, or might require more, you know, like, attention. Like, this is an immediate, like, you listen to it, it's like, this is really catchy, and the whole idea of, like, I'm so sexy, I'll make you put your phone down is, like, a cool thing. Yeah, I first heard it when she did, I follow her on Periscope, or I don't know how Periscope, if you call it following or whatever you do on Periscope, but she, like, Periscoped this song with, she called it a live music video, but it was really just her driving in a car. Someone was driving
which
her.
Which I feel was brilliant. I mean,
slowly.
She could have just put a SoundCloud link instead of presenting it in that way. But, you know, Periscope is like starting to be the way for a lot of artists. And I'm glad that Badu used that platform to really push out the song.
Yeah, you're right. She's become really like social media savvy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And, you know, follow Billboard on Periscope, right, guys?
Yes.
Put a plug for Billboard. What do you think about this song, Chris?
So in the SoundCloud, there's a little caption. It's like to Aubrey. So I'm wondering, what's the connection?
I mean, she did this interview with Fader where she was like saying that she wanted her material to sort of be on the same wavelength or frequency as Drake's. She considers him like a little brother. So I guess that's the influence there when your little brother is influencing your music. But, you know, I still think it's Badu, though. I mean, sure, it has like the Drizzy touch in terms of it being about a phone and, you know, using a voicemail. But I really, really do think that this song is a standout.
Yeah, the beat reminded me a little bit of Started From The Bottom. It was like I could just sort of close my eyes, and if you take out the vocals and just sort of put the songs over each other, and it's like the same vibe taking you through, the same tempo, the beat kind of not overwhelming, just laying low, that kind of vibe.
I can see her going that route. You know, I just feel like Drake has had a really big hand in a lot of the R&B and rap that we're hearing right now. But I don't think that the entire project that she's going to put out is going to be like, oh, this is Drake influenced and that is Drake influenced. You know, she's really, you know, going to take a big step in, you know, just transforming, you know, what her art has been considered by a lot of her like day one fans.
Right. Well, let's give a listen to it. So it's Erykah Badu, Phone Down, from an upcoming mixtape whose name we sort of remember. and that's coming over Thanksgiving weekend. So here it is, Phone Down.
I can make you put your phone down. I can make you put your phone down. I can make you put your phone down. I can make you put your phone down.
All right, that's the new Badu. So we already kind of touched on this a little bit. Chris already kind of spoiled it, but let's, so my pick other.
Trying to lead into it.
You were trying
it,
to
right?
lead in. Yeah. One of the new, okay, so Grimes, we talked about, was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
It's 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. So we talked about the Grimes song, Flesh Without Blood, and said how much we liked it. And I said that I was into it, but a little nervous. I'm going to sound like I'm saying the same thing as Ellie Goulding, but like I liked it, but I was like, oh, this is a pretty like kind of commercially produced sound for Grimes. And I was a little nervous the album was going to like follow that same path and just kind of like lose the weirdness of her earlier stuff. So to circle back to that, I mean, now that the album is out, Art Angels in Full, I've listened to it many times. I'm so happy with it. Like, I just love it. It makes life more fun. And it's just like so like it, and it makes anyways. So the point is the song I chose, Grimes Kill Versus Mame. And
Which
this song,
an awesome title on paper.
Yeah. I feel like this song kind of like encapsulates what's so great about the album and her. It's like, it's like so catchy in parts and then like so out there in other moments. And it's also just like kind of all over the place. Like, schizophrenic, like it's within one, I think, 4 minute song, like it really covers different melodies. There's a part where she's doing like sing song playground taunts, and there's a part where she's screaming. But it's also like seriously catchy, like it's very poppy and like compelling. So it, I don't know, the whole album is like that. Like, it goes back and forth between like California is really sweet and melodic. And then the next song, Aristophanes, or it's not called Aristophanes, it's called Scream.
That's the guest
with,
on it.
With guest Aristophanes, has a ton of screaming, and then like a really sick bass line. Like, it's just like all over the place in the best possible way. So now that I've rambled about that, what do you guys think about?
I mean, it's a serious desk jam. I had, you know, my toe was tapping the entire time while listening to it. I feel like, you know, it was just Grimes having fun, and it really shows when you listen to it.
Yeah, it's interesting the role the guitar plays in this album and the song, because there really wasn't any guitar in her last album, Visions. Mm-hmm. But this, it kind of has guitar tone from the sound of what you'd hear on, like, early 2000s, like, radio rock.
Hmm.
And I say that in a good way, because she pulls it off on this song. It's so catchy, so melodic. It all fits together somehow. But what I just said, I think if someone just heard that without hearing the song, they'd be like, no way, that's going to be whack. But she does it.
When you say radio, like, are you thinking, what bands are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of, like, like a Breaking Benjamin or like 3 Days Grace or Hoobastank, like that kind of like nice. Hard rock on the radio, like the way the guitar, like the guitars are mixed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the a tone. Little Nickelback, fellow Canadians.
Maybe even Nickelback. That. Yeah, it's like it's that loud, accessible kind of like post-grungy guitar sound.
Right.
That's like what I hear on that.
And but it's
like
still other, a pop song.
Yeah, right? It's like she takes something like that, which most people would think is whack, and puts it in this different place where it just works. And you don't even realize it unless you like really look for it.
Nice. I like that. But yeah, it's such a good album. Like, I'm just so pleased with it. Weren't you saying it's like your favorite of the year
yeah,
thus far?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
All right, don't
now,
quote
I'm
him on that,
positive,
people, but the jury's still out, but Chris is leaning heavily toward
2015 album of the year.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's listen to Kill vs. Maim from Grimes' new album, Art Angels. All right, that's some new Grimes. Next up, let's do some Puff Daddy featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Jizzle? Gizzle?
Jizzle. It is Jizzle.
It is Jizzle? That's an awkward
name.
So
it was hard for me because I've been listening to MMM, Puff Daddy's latest mixtape, nonstop since it came out last week. I just picked You Can't Be My Lover because I really do feel like Ty Dolla $ign is really... you know, pushing out these great melodic tracks, especially if you listen to the recent collaboration he did with Brandy, Kendrick Lamar, Fauntleroy, called L.A. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about his vocals on this that sound babyface-ish. Like, I saw this video that Diddy presented at the preview event for MMM, and, you know, he really takes his time in the way that he sings certain things. Like, it may seem like he's doing it off the cuff, but every high note or every riff in his voice, it's planned.
Yeah, he seems really, like, a consummate, like, craftsman, Ty Dolla $ign. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously, Puff Daddy is. I'm not... the world's like biggest Puff Daddy fan. You know, like, I mean, just like from the 90s, I was always like,
I mean, being raised in New York, I have to give so much love to Puff, which is why I may be a little biased,
right?
I mean, you know, the album as a whole, that's why it was really hard to just pick one because it's been stuck in my head all the time. But like, he has so many different features on there, but I do think that he's bringing that New York sound back to hip hop, which is what we need because we're being killed by the West Coast at this point and the South. So it was just great to hear, you know, Puff Daddy really creating this sound that sounds like the East Coast in 2015.
Cool. Although in the beat a little bit, I thought I heard some G-Funk. What do you think?
I did a little bit too, which is why I guess like the funky grooves and like the bass line, it all just worked together. And it was, I guess that song was... it sounded different from the rest of the project where it was like heavy bars and, you know, gritty New York beats. But this one was just like, you know, something that you can put on while you're cleaning the house and really dance to.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun. Like, I'm surprised. I don't know if we said the song. Oh, yeah, you said You Can't Be My Lover is the name. I'm surprised, like, how much I like it. And I think, like, I don't know about G-Funk. It reminds me, like, maybe more of, like, Prince, like, 80s funk.
Okay.
Not that those are, like, radically separate, but, you know, like, somewhat different.
A Minnesota, more Midwestern kind of funk.
Uptown funk, U-funk, we call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, he's from Harlem, so if you're talking about that uptown, then sure.
Talking about Prince's uptown. Yeah. Anyways, but, yeah, it's, like, it's really fun. I'm surprised how much I like it. And, yeah, it's cool that you like Puff Daddy, though, because Jason Lipschutz, R.I.P., was such a big Diddy supporter on this podcast, was constantly talking about how good Diddy Dirty Money was. Only person on earth I've ever
Dirty
heard
Money
talking
era Diddy
about
was
that,
great, but... though. It was a moment. It was a moment. I still, you know, I still listen to Last Train to Paris. In Paris? Last Train to Paris. See, I don't even know the album, but I still listen to, you know, tracks from there.
Yeah, well, now we got another big-time Diddy supporter on the podcast, so we just can't escape, you know? They lurk and they pop up in the strangest places. No, this
can't
is a really
escape.
Good
You can't
tune,
escape
though.
The puff effect.
Did you You weighed in already.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? All right, let's listen to it then. Puff Daddy featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Jizzle, You Can't Be My Lover from MMM.
Yes.
Or
Money Making Mitch.
All right, here it is. Chanel on your glasses. Come on. This was out for breakfast. Sleepless speech, wake up breathless. Mr. Clubman, it's important. Think I left my soul down there. More than a woman, she's a moment. The Mona Lisa, oh now, yeah, 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 girl. You've been a bad, 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 bad girl. You're giving me sexy eyes. All right, that's the new-ish Puff Daddy. Next and last, let's talk about... the first song we've heard from the new Santa Gold, or is it the second?
Yeah, it's the first. It's their first new album since 2012. It's her third. It's the first song from it.
So we've got a song called Can't Get Enough of Myself from a new album called 99 Cents. And Take It Away, C-Pain.
Yeah, so Santa Gold is a neat artist. The whole album is pretty conceptual. On the album art, she's like kind of posing like she's a toy inside this clear plastic bag with all these like little kind of doll, you know, playtime accessories in it, like clothing and like little like accessory items. It's this commentary on how our culture is like disposable, inexpensive, whatever. She was saying to Zane Lowe debuting the song, like, yeah, I picked 99 cents because like I thought that was like a good price to put on like everything, so whatever. So kind of like clowning on her culture a little bit. But anyway, the track is really catchy. I like the song. I'm not sure I'm like super into it because of just like, I don't know, can a song be too catchy? It kind of sounds
totally
like,
it sounds
I like
think Cotton Eye Joe is evidence that a song can be too catchy.
I don't know if that's my
<to its detriment. laughs>
if that's my brand of catchy, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this gets Santa Gold on the radio, because she really hasn't been a radio artist at any point in her career, and she's definitely had singles super worthy of getting more play. And also was just like commercials. I feel like if her team is smart, and they're probably trying.
She's been in some commercials.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear Go in both commercials and on like reality shows in the background and stuff. Because, yeah, I mean, that's like that sync money is where you're going to...
Yeah, this song with like that whistly hook that kind of sounds like a flute that just kind of holds the whole hook together. Like that needs to be background in some commercials. Mm,
and even like the name of it, Can't Get Enough of Myself, like it's so timely. You have Beyonce and Nicki Minaj feeling myself and like Kendrick Lamar's Eye, this whole theme of self-love. I love that it's becoming more prominent in music, especially mainstream music. So I think it was a smart move on her end. And, you know, she delivers it in a way that doesn't feel narcissistic. Like, we're all going to start saying I can't get enough of myself because of Santa Gold.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. You're right, though. This, like, totally goes with the whole, like, 2015 self-love anthem thing. Do you think there's going to be a backlash, like, 2016 year of self-hate, self-loathing?
Oh, please,
like,
no.
Become
please,
cool?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with you, Chris. I like it. It's catchy. I'm not sure if, like, I want a full album of this. Like, I guess I like it, but I'm not sure like what this speaks to for a full album. I feel like this is like totally a single, and I'm guessing the rest of the record is going to sound like somewhat different. Also, because it's like really throwback, like which Santa Gold typically isn't. Like this reminds me a lot of the Tom Tom Club, the Talking Heads side project from the 80s. And you know, like 80s is like also modern sound now because everyone's like lifting from
bringing
the 80s. But still, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I'm not totally in love with it, though. But I really like her. She puts on, like, the best live show.
Mm-hmm.
So. I saw her at Made in America, and then there was that random moment where she brought out McConan for a
song.
That's
awesome.
And I was like, all right, whatever Santa Gold wants, she does, so.
That's, I'm jealous of that. She didn't bring out McConan when I saw her. But anyways. all right, well, let's give a listen to that. So Santa Gold, Can't Get Enough of Myself from the forthcoming 99 Cents, which I don't think has a release date.
It's out in January.
Just kidding. It's out in January. Okay, here it is. All right, that's the new Santa Gold, and that's what we got for you guys this week. So Thank you, C-Pain, for joining us.
Yeah, anytime.
And thanks, Adele, for making your podcast debut.
I survived.
For everyone listening, that's Adele with two L's. Very important that you
zero
that.
Grammys. Thank
zero
you.
Grammys and two L's. That should be your like Twitter about me.
It was. Oh, and then I changed it.
Well, change it back.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Anyways, yeah, and thanks for listening. And if you have any recommendations, please tweet them at us. So yeah, next week we'll probably be talking about now that when those Bieber and 1D albums drop, some hot tracks from that. So
and also tuned. More Puff Daddy. JK.
No. No, but we will be talking about Diddy Dirty Money's album start to finish, track by track. So stick around for that. All right. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.